The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Don't forget, it's Mother's Day weekend and Krispy Kreme is doing something great for moms. We got that in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Who said that housing prices are too high? In Baltimore, you can buy a home right now for $1.
Yeah.
$1.
Wait, what?
I swear. Now, they are doing this to combat the overwhelming amount of abandoned houses in the city. Here's the catch, though. You have to be approved to get a loan for at least $90,000 for renovations or have $90,000 in the bank. Most people will qualify for a $90,000 loan.
You go live in Baltimore if you want to.
I was going to say, I've been to Baltimore. It's not the most beautiful place on the earth, but there are some nice places.
It's a home. And right now, people are struggling with rent, struggling to try and live the American dream. $1. Okay, I'm telling you, move to Baltimore.
Where you can't even Baltimore? Say it right.
Exactly. Is it in Maryland?
It's in Maryland.
Okay, yeah. I got that
it's
right.
It's really, really close to D.C. You've flown into Baltimore
and
before.
They do have, okay. They do have Lamar Jackson. That's great.
See? So
that's enough.
I mean, they do. Yeah, they got a football team. Yeah.
All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
If you still haven't gotten your mom something for Mother's Day, you can go down to Krispy Kreme's because they have a Krispy Kreme Mother's Day donut thing going on right now. They got the mini strawberry donut, the mini iced rose donut, and the mini chocolate cookie crumble donut for your mama.
Wait, mama get mini?
She's trying to watch her weight.
Is that what she's trying to do? Who's saying mom's fat? That's what I'm like, hold on. Get her all three then.
Nobody exploits holidays more than Krispy Kreme.
Ever.
They are on top of it.
At this point, they're just really giving us the same donut, like three ways
putting
over.
Putting some strawberry flavor in on top of it, but I'll take it. National Day, Anthony Aaron.
All right, let's go and start out by shouting out the spouses in the military. It's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day, so we appreciate
you're sacrificing
y'all
as well. We acknowledge you. We love you.
Salute. And the cocktail of the sea. How about National Shrimp Day, everybody?
Shrimp. Love me some scramps.
Good. Aren't they related to cockroaches? No, that's lobster.
No, I think they are. They're a crustacean. Oh, no, that is lobster. You're right. I don't think it's. I don't know. We're not that
science
smart
majors
here.
In here. That's for sure. Yo, shout out to the Red Lobster, though, for all you did with us and providing us all that great shrimp. Sorry.
They went bankrupt
Sorry about your business, but it was a good while it lasted.
You know what, though? They have more foot traffic in there. It got people in, like the Costco chicken at the back of the store.
Doesn't matter if you're going out of business.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Clean Your Room Day. Come on, man.
Let's be real. Hold on. I have a question for you, Anthony A. Don't lie. Was your room clean when you were little?
Yes. I kept it fairly clean, yeah. It was instilled early on by my grandma and my mother. You can't do anything unless your room is clean. So.
All right, DJ Automatic, I already know the answer.
It was a mess. It was horrible. It was disgusting. And I'm sorry to my mother. I'm sorry to my father because I was such a disgusting child.
You know what your mom told me, Automatic? I used to just close his door so I don't have to see it. And our daughter has inherited this from you. I actually built a door in our home to separate her whole entire area from the house because I don't want to look at it.
We love you, Ava.
Clean your damn room today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When your kids do stupid things, it's so embarrassing. But when they bully other kids, maybe they hurt somebody, they push them, they make fun of their race. It's like beyond embarrassing. You feel ashamed, especially if you know you're not raising your kid like that. And a lot of times you hear, that comes from the home. That's not always the case. A lot of times kids follow packs, right? They want to be accepted.
I believe that, but I think some of this behavior might have been learned at home. And that's why the dad is so embarrassed because it's out there in the public.
I don't necessarily think so. I know I've done some really stupid things that I didn't learn at home to try to gain acceptance. And so we have a mom on the line and she has a dilemma going on. She wants everybody to help her out. Go ahead and explain why we're here in the first place.
Okay, Dana, our daughter was part of a group of kids that bullied a little girl at school. Mm. She wasn't the main bully, but she definitely participated. And I'm even embarrassed to say this. The other girl is Hispanic and I don't think the parents even speak English and the kids made fun of that. So,
oh my gosh.
So my husband has taken junior and senior prom away from her. And although I do agree that punishment is necessary, I think junior and senior prom is too much. I think she'll hate us when she's older. We take these away.
Okay, look, I got to ask you, did you have a meeting with the parents or did she apologize to the child? You just said they didn't speak English, so that probably didn't happen. But did your daughter apologize to this little girl?
Yes, we did make her apologize. I don't know if it worked because the damage is already done and the girl already moved schools. So
oh, no.
There's not much we can fix at this point. So, you know, like punishment, yeah, like I agree, she needs to be punished. Like, we do not condone bullying at all, but I think junior and senior prom is a little excessive, and that's what my husband's sticking to. So I don't know, I need advice. Is this just me being an overprotective mom, or is my husband really being too hard on our daughter? I just don't know. I think taking the junior and senior prom, she'll hate us forever.
You're talking two school years.
Yeah, but at the same time, this kid had to move schools. I think I'm with your husband. There's repercussions for your actions, and her actions were out of line.
Yeah, and also too, I don't think he'll be mad for two whole years. I think he'll let it go eventually.
She'll
probably miss out on junior, and then he'll let her go to senior. Yeah.
Maybe he's just
there needs to be some kind of punishment.
No, he's probably, and I'm sure you are too. I think you said it in the beginning of the call. You're embarrassed. He's probably embarrassed. You probably did not raise your daughter to be this kind of person, and so he just wants to teach her a lesson. I don't know, because what if he says, "Okay, I give in." Is that really her learning the lesson?
Can't we take other things away, like all other activities, but the proms? You know, they take photos. They have these forever. They remember those nights. And I think she's going to end up hating us later in life.
That little girl's going to remember transferring schools for the rest of her life.
That was my point.
I know. What do I do?
First off, as a mom, I understand that you don't want to go through with this punishment. You want to give your kids everything. I feel the same way. Every time Automatic wants to punish our daughter, Ava-matic, I don't want to go through with it. But we do, because once that rule has been set in place, if you start breaking it, if you start arguing with your husband about something that you both agreed on in the beginning, then the lesson isn't learned.
But the thing is, there are repercussions for every action. And what she did was way out of line. This girl had to transfer schools. Her missing a prom is not that big of a deal.
It's two proms, DJ Automatic. I get it, but this girl had to. It's excessive. He should be embarrassed.
That's his kid. I'd be embarrassed too.
Prom ain't that much of a life experience, bro.
No, it's not that big a deal. Having to transfer schools because you got bullied is going to be a lifelong effect.
Yeah. And also, you know, like most dads who raise daughters, he'll end up buckling by year two.
Yep.
You think so, Anthony?
Yeah, I think I buckle on everything. I think that I like taking her away from two proms because I think that's like really scaring her. I think that's a good amount to like
make sure you stick
rules.
To the junior prom at least, because the one thing
stick
is
to both of them.
But I was bullied and it does hurt. It hurts and it cuts deep. If you have to go move schools, that means it was excessive. It was beyond control. So at least you can control the actions of your child now. And teach her that that's not the way to conduct yourself in life. 877-730-DCS1. Did dad go too far? Do you agree with the mom who called in? Call us up.
The Parents Court!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know when your kids come up to you and they say, there's monsters in my closet, or there's monsters in my wall. A three-year-old little girl was telling her mom, Ashley Class, you know, she was hearing things in the wall, and it turns out there's monsters in the wall.
Oh, whoa. What's in the wall?
They had just watched Monsters, Inc. So the mom thought she was making stuff up in her head, but now they find out there are 60,000 bees living inside that wall. They started pouring out of a hole, and it looked like an ocean of blackness just coming after the family.
That's scary. Do y'all remember that movie Candyman?
Yes,
where like all the bees come out and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, that's so scary. Automatic has no idea what you're talking about.
I was going to say, I've never seen it because I don't watch scary movies.
$20,000 worth of damage that actually would never have happened if mom would have just listened to the daughter.
Listen to the kids, y'all. That's a lot of honey right there, too, as well. So.
Well, maybe she could have used that $20,000 to buy an Instagram handle. Okay, what? There's this very, very rich family. They're called the Asplunds.
That's their name?
That's their name, yeah.
Asplunds?
And this woman, Catherine, just married into the family. So her name is Catherine Asplund now. But she wanted the Instagram name Catherine Asplund. Another woman owned it.
Oh.
So she reached out to her and she said, hey, let me buy this from you.
Okay.
And the woman said, no, that's against Instagram rules, so they'll kick me off of Instagram if I do that. And she's like, they're never going to find out. Celebrities do this all the time. Just sell it to me. And she said, no. And she said, well, why not? And she said, because I don't want to. This is my name. I'm going to keep it.
Mm.
And it turns out that she's just an asshole.
Well, can she buy mine, Dana Cortez Show? I will sell it to you right now.
So she didn't buy it at all?
She didn't buy it. She wouldn't sell it to her just based on principle because she tried to bully her into it.
I have no principles.
Yeah,
call
why
me.
Can't something like that happen to me?
Exactly.
All right. Speaking of principles in marriage, let's go to Michigan, where now it's a crime to cheat on your spouse. It's an actual felony if you are married and you commit adultery. And this is punishable by at least 1 year in jail. So good to know. I would be a felon in Michigan.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.